Officially the biggest market share commercial radio show on the dial. The Frank Mitchell Phone-In. Monday to Friday, 9 until noon on U105.
There's a really exciting event happening on Friday evening down at one of our reserve sites in Belfast, Window on Wildlife.
The Window on Wildlife is wow. Tell me about Window on Wildlife. For people who aren't familiar with it, where it is, what you can see.
Window on Wildlife is probably one of the most accessible reserves in the country. It's situated down in the Harbour Estate. So you can go down right on the edge of the city centre into a very industrial area, go into this beautiful, quiet, warm, dry space where coffee and sweet treats are available, and look out the front of the window to see an absolute wonderful parade of different types of birds. It is a fantastic, fantastic spot.
And what's so special about the terns? Because you pay £4 in to see this, booking is essential, and the terns are here. I know what a tern is. It's a little white seabird with a wee black head, but is it worth watching?
Frank, these are beautiful birds, as you described very, very well. So there's two different types that breed in Belfast Wow. We've got the common tern and the Arctic tern, and they are elegant, beautiful seabirds, and they are definitely worth coming down to see. So they've travelled, the common tern comes the whole way from West Africa, and the Arctic tern is coming the whole way up from the coast of Antarctica. So just travelled a long way to get there, so at least you can go and have a look at them. But they're beautiful, elegant, gorgeous, and definitely worth going to see.
And why do they come to the Harbour Estate here in Belfast from Africa and from Antarctica? Why do they choose to be here at this time of year?
So Belfast Wild and the RCB have been working very hard to kind of create the right habitat for these birds for the nesting success. So Arctic and common terns both love breeding on islands. So we have created man-made islands that go in front of the lock, which you'll be able to see very, very clearly within the actual building itself. So you can overlook onto these beautiful little islands, which are very, very simple, but the terns love them. And then obviously we're working around the habitat to make sure that there's enough food in the area for them as well. So they eat lots of fish, so it's just working on that habitat for them.
Do you need to take binoculars with you if you're paying a visit to WOW?
No, we'll have binoculars and telescopes all available for people. So, and there'll also be Chris Sturgeon, the warden at Belfast, will be there to chat to people about it. So he will tell you everyone wants to know about the Arctic and common tern.
There's an invitation for you. It is on Friday. What time is the best time?
If you can get there for 7:30 or earlier, it'll start from 7:30 to 8:30.
Okay, if you want to book, you should email shelley.ovadia@rspb.org.uk. Is that right?
That's right, Frank, yes.
Okay.
He will be very happy to take your call, but it is filling up fast, so please do call her today if you can.
Okay, shelley.ovadia, it's ovadia@rspb.org.uk. Is it my imagination or are there far more garden birds about this year?
Well, we don't have the data in that at the moment, but yeah, I think a lot more people are doing a bit more wildlife-friendly gardening, and also more people are probably feeding the birds this year. And it's been quite mild, so the birds have probably done very, very well at the start of this breeding season.
It's like the Ulster Hall on concert night around our house with birds. It's beautiful, and they're so lively and friendly, the wee birds.
It is lovely to stop and listen to them, because the dawn chorus is just a fabulous, fabulous thing. But you also hear birds this time of year call and singing in the evening as well. So it's really lovely just to go out and just to listen to all the different birds. And there's lots of different garden birds that you get to hear, which is great.
Working for the RSPB, would you have one of the best jobs in the country?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so too. You know, you're probably going around doing educational bits. You're out in the marshland, you're in gardens, you're monitoring, you're doing research. You can use an excuse any time to go out and about in the fresh air. You couldn't beat that with a big stick.
Well, do you know what, Frank? I'm very lucky. I work with a great, great team of very enthusiastic and knowledgeable people. And we're all there to give nature home. But we can't do that by ourselves. That's why we need the good public and the good listeners of the Frank Mitchell Show to do their bit as well.
Is there another survey coming up soon?
Well, a big garden bird watch happens every January, but there's always different things. There's always lots of different things happening throughout the year as well, with all the organisations as well that monitor bird species and plants and the whole shebang. And pollinators is a big thing this year as well.
Yeah, there's some amazing TV programmes covering this now. That Spring Watch, Autumn Watch, all that sort of TV is brilliant for what you do, isn't it?
It's fantastic, and it's really helped sort of reconnect people with what's in their very own back garden. So you don't have to go to reserves, but you should go and take opportunity where you can. But there's so much that people can be doing in their own homes and their own gardens. We're doing a Swift survey this year in Belfast, but we're also looking for records across the country. So Swift is a beautiful bird that comes from the south of Africa back to us every year, and it breeds in our houses. Do you know? So it's a very clean, very beautiful bird, but it's kind of in big trouble, and it makes its home in our homes. So we're also looking for records of that this summer.
Somebody was trying to get rid of swallows that were nesting in their eaves. What's the advice to people who want to discourage swallows?
So swallows and house martins and swifts are all birds that kind of nest around our homes. And they travel a very, very long way to get there. They come back to the same nest site every year. And now I'm talking, they travel thousands and thousands of miles to come here to breed every year. A lot of them are in big trouble. A lot of them are red listed and they're in serious decline. And do you know what? They're not that messy. They're a beautiful thing to have and you should treasure them. That's my own personal opinion.
Well put. I'm with you on that. Treasure the darn birds, even if you have to have a window cleaner coming a few extra times.
You're very lucky to have them.
You are. And they travel the whole way back to the very same set of eaves that their mummy or their daddy left.
Yeah, they do.
It's amazing, isn't it? It's incredible. A bit like bats. Bats will come back to the same place to give birth and fly away and come back. I learned that on the programme not so long ago. And they'll travel all the way back to be back with you in exactly the same hole in the wall. That's like being honoured, isn't it?
It is being honoured. And you know, the people of this good country are very known to be very hospitable. So we need to be hospitable, not just to people, but to the wildlife that's around us. And it's good for us. It's all good for us. It's good for our health and mental well-being.
Couldn't agree more. Claire, thank you very much indeed.
Get involved with the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Call us on 90 333 105. Text us on 077 66 105 105. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. And if you've missed any of our interviews, go to u105.com/catch-up.